Today, April 19th, is the unofficial anniversary of the first ever recorded use of LSD.
Bicycle Day marks a hallucinogenic ride that's considered the birth of the modern psychedelic movement.
Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann first synthesized what became known as LSD in the 1930s. In 1943, he took what he thought was a mild dose and biked home.
I was taken to another world, another place, another time. My body seemed to be without sensation, lifeless, strange.
At a conference in San Francisco in 1978, Hofmann said he still felt it the day after.
All my senses vibrated in a condition of highest sensitivity that persisted for the entire day.
Hofmann said he believed it was the beginning of something big.
Decades of medical research into psychedelic therapy, some of it promising, would follow, but Hofmann later wrote that his biggest discovery became his, quote, problem child when LSD came to be linked with 1960s counterculture.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
That's from a recording made by Timothy Leary, a psychologist who lost his teaching job at Harvard after becoming a psychedelic evangelist. His words became a mantra for a movement that consumed popular culture and music.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream.
In 1968, though, laws against the manufacture and sale of LSD were strengthened and possession was criminalized. Research came to a halt.
But some drugs like LSD are now being decriminalized in some places, and new research is underway.
At my clinic, we do ketamine-assisted psychotherapy for major depressive disorder and PTSD.
Monica Williams is at the University of Ottawa.
Research done with MDMA, for example, has shown excellent results with, I would say, over two-thirds of people with PTSD not having PTSD anymore at follow-up.
Williams says securing research funding is difficult, but she and others who observe Bicycle Day hope psychedelic therapies will one day be accessible for all.